This is DJ Frederick. Welcome to the Pop-Up Thrift Shop, an occasional supplement to Radio Thrift Shop. Today I'm going to do something different. I'm going to read from a publication called Railroad Semantics Number 7 by Aaron Dactyl and play some music by Sons of the Pioneers. Now, how this is exactly going to mix and mesh together and flow remains to be seen. But here goes. Pop-Up Thrift Shop Number 2. Here's a reading from Railroad Semantics Number 7. In Eureka, California, the train station occupies a large wooden building painted Easter egg yellow with a deck on the front and a low-loading dock on the back. The Eureka Western Railroad was constructed in 1889 to link Eureka to the Southern Pacific System through 8 miles of track east of Montague, but it never did fare that well. By 1930, it had gone bankrupt, and in 1956, a man named Willis Kyle, along with his partner Cecil Riley, purchased the short line with the intention of revitalizing it as a passenger excursion adventure. This was the start of Kyle Railways, when Eureka Western's Blue Goose logo first came into being, taking inspiration from a collapsed volcano nearby called Goose Nest Mountain.
Shadows have all the room. I was riding free on the old SP, humming the southern tune. When the man came along, made me hush my song, kicked me off the way out there. Was passing by, I caught her on the fly. I climbed in an open door. Then I turned around to the desert ground, saw the spot I will see no more. As I was riding away, I heard the pale moon say, farewell, pal, it sure gets lonesome here.
Leon Ray Livingston started out on the rails from San Francisco at the age of 11 and traveled the country extensively by freight train during the late 1800s and early 1900s. As a hobo, Livingston stood out. He dressed well, kept a clean appearance, and was astute in both his intellect and manners. Hence the nom de plume bestowed upon him one day by a fellow tramp, A-Number 1. It is said that he never drank, gambled, or stole. He supposedly personally knew President Teddy Roosevelt and at times traveled with the late author Jack London. He was also known for marking his A-Number 1 alias on water tanks and in hobo jungles across the country, as well as a charactery, a type of hobo hieroglyphics of which much lore has been made. Livingston died in Cambridge Springs, Pennsylvania in 1944, 50 years before the release of Emperor of the North, and his A-Number 1 graffiti, most of which were in the form of carvings, would now be classified as historical artifacts. But before Livingston passed away, he authored under his autonym a number of books about his life. It is Livingston's book, From Coast to Coast with Jack London, that Emperor of the North is based, the Lee Marvin character being Livingston himself, and Cigarette, Carradine's character, as the young Jack London.
Behind the hills I love, and I'm riding home.
Riding home. See that lonesome cowboy riding down that lonesome trail. Moonlight shadow swaying to the tune of his lonesome sleigh. Well, he's riding.
Down, doggies, rest a while. I'll be back tomorrow morn and take you down to where the water's cool. But now I'm riding home.
Riding home. See that lonesome cowboy riding down that lonesome trail. Shadows fade to the tune of his lonesome sleigh. Well, he's riding home. He's riding home.
This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to Pop-Up Thrift Shop, an occasional supplement to the radio thrift shop. And I'm reading from Railroad Semantics No. 7 by Aaron Dactyl, and playing tunes by the Sons of the Pioneers. Weird combination? Go figure. Here's a little bit more from Railroad Semantics by Aaron Dactyl. Akin to just about every other settlement in Northern California, Eureka bears its origins to some early gold discovery. Abraham Thompson was passing through the region from Oregon in 1850 when he camped for a night by Rocky Gulch, just north of present-day Eureka, and noticed the next morning the ground saturated with rainwater, that the bunch grass his mules were munching on its roots flakes of gold. The place became known as Thompson's Dry Diggins, then briefly Shasta Butte City, and finally incorporated changed the name to a native diction that means White Mountain. Native Americans worshipped Mount Shasta as a god, and legends abound with the gods growing angry, smoking, throwing rocks, and Gnostics and spiritualists alike pilgrimage here, where many claim to this day that an entire race of people lives inside the mountain's hollowed-out cone. Truly a mountain among hills, Shasta is the second highest Cascade Peak since the eruption of Mount St. Helens, and the fifth highest in California, towering 10,000 feet above the surrounding land.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, up plowing through the ragged sky, and up the cloud he draw.
Hi-hey, yippee-yi-ho, ghost herd in the sky.
Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming high, and he heard their mournful cry.
High,
loaf gone by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a riding on our way, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride. I'm trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Aye, yippee-i-o. Ghost riders in the sky.
When evening chores are over at our ranch house on the plains, and all I've got to do is lay around, I saddle up my pony and go riding down the trail to watch the desert sun go down.
Riding down the canyon to watch the sun go down, a picture that no artist ever could paint. Ooh, white-faced cattle lowing on the mountainside, I hear a coyote whining for its mate. Cactus plants are blooming, sagebrush everywhere, granite spires are standing all over.
Okay, you've been listening to Pop-Up Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. I've been reading from Railroad Semantics number 7 by Aaron Dactyl. If you're interested in finding a copy of this zine, check out railroadsemantics.com. I also played 4 tracks by the Sons of the Pioneers. Thanks for listening, and keep digging through the thrift shops.